Let us live like the Nazarites. Hosea, chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. Today's Bible verses are from a book of Hosea, chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. Come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. He has injured us, but he will bind up our wounds. After 2 days he will revive us, on the third day he will restore us, that we may live in his presence. Let us acknowledge the Lord, let us press on to acknowledge him. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear, he will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth. There is a new movie called Myung Ryang, which just got released. Already more than 13 million people have seen it, and this has become a hot topic these days. The movie story is about a renowned military general, Sun Shin-li. He loved his country dearly, and he thought of the people of this country a lot. He was a loyalist, and his leadership dedicated for his country deeply touched the audience. These days, people tend to be only interested in their personal benefit. They tend to be more self-centered than before and less considerate about others. Sun Shin-li's dedication and love for his country touched everyone's heart that has seen this movie. He had 12 ships, and with these, he won against the Japanese armed forces. He had wisdom, right strategies, and he was very thoughtful. The things that he said from moment to moment, these touched the hearts of the audience. General Sun Shin-li had a conversation with his son. He was asked, "Father, even if you fight against these Japanese armed forces, you would die by them. And even if you win against them, you would be abandoned by the king, but why are you trying to fight? I think you should just give up instead." General Sun Shin-li answered, "A royalist lies for the people. These people are the people of this country. I am fighting for the people of this country at the moment." What General Sun Shin-li said was his heartfelt confession, and it was touching enough for the audience. The fact that we had this kind of leader in our country in the past, the same DNA as us, makes us to feel proud. There's a saying, "A royalist appears, especially when a nation is in difficulty." I think this is really true in reality. It is not just in a case of a nation in difficulty, but also in organizations and communities, groups alike as well. We get to know who the real royalists are in times of difficulty. General Sun Shin-li commented in the movie, "If you try to live in the battle, you would die. And if you try to die in the battle, you would live." And he said the scariest things are hopelessness and anxiety. If you overcome hopelessness and anxiety, and have confidence, then you can win for sure. I advise you to watch this movie once. I reckon whoever watches this movie would have patriotism, love for our country. I think it seems the main figure this movie tries to illustrate is the ideal leader, a true leader, that we all long to have in this period. The main passage that we read in the Bible tells a story about the people who have betrayed the love of God. The people at the time worshiped the idols and they sinned a lot. God showed his aching, hurt heart through a prophet Hosea. God lamented over his people. Hosea got so angry when he saw Gomer's acts of sexual immorality and debauchery. Hosea was about to abandon Gomer. Hosea asked to bring Gomer to him again. Hosea told Gomer that God's aching, hurt heart is just like my heart. My people have sinned countless times, but these are my people, that I cannot possibly abandon. In other words, my people can be said as Nazarites. Nazarites are the people that are differentiated from others. These are the people of God. These are the chosen people. These are the people that God prefers to do his work through. These are the people that God gladly uses. Nazarites are the people that God protects, and these are the people that have received the special grace from the Lord. The people of God are the Nazarites. This means people of God need to live like the Nazarites. Need to live like the people of God that believe in Jesus. A pastor needs to live like a pastor. An elder of the church needs to live like an elder of the church. A church deacon needs to live like a church deacon. This is the life of an Zurit. The words of today introduce the three ways. These three ways show how the Zurits should live the lives. The first one is going back to Jehovah. Let us read verse 1 together. Come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces, but He will heal us. He has injured us, but He will bind up our wounds. God restores and heals us. Let us return to the Lord. This has a meaning as let us restore ourselves. Hosea's period was a period of depravity. In fact, it was a time of extreme depravity and corruption. The words cannot describe what it was like exactly, as the people at the time were so corrupted. This is how corrupted they were. They did not have spiritual worship services, and morally, ethically, sexually they were so depraved and corrupted. God was telling others about how hurt His heart was, through Gomer, a wife of Hosea. Gomer was the one that left home, slept with other men, and got pregnant. When she came back to Hosea, with a baby in her, Hosea was about to leave Gomer. Somebody told me before, that, when a person that she or he dearly loved has sexual relationship with other man or woman, the scar that he or she leaves is extremely deep and this betrayal cannot possibly be forgiven. When Hosea was about to leave Gomer, who slept with other men, and got pregnant, God told Hosea off, bring her back. What you feel about your wife is just like how I feel about my people. What Gomer is like is just the same as what the people of Israel are like. God told Hosea that this is what Israelites are like to me. God gave him the message that if you come back to Jehovah again, you will be forgiven. God is telling us this way. In Hosea, chapter 4, verse 15, it says, though you commit adultery, O Israel, let not Judah become guilty. Do not go to Gilgal, do not go up to Beth Aven. And do not swear, as surely as the Lord lives. At that time, Israel was divided into two parts, north and the south. North Israel committed the same sins, and did not listen to what God had advised them. At that time, God said, even though Israel committed sins, do not let Judah become guilty of committing sins. In other words, even though the world gets corrupted, you should try not to commit the sins, even though it is you only. Even though the others get corrupted, you just try to keep your faith. Live like the people of Judah. People of Judah, clan of Judah were the chosen people, they were the Zurites. They were the people of God. This talks about the people of God, Christians of these days. For example, when the elders, men and women that hold the honorable titles at church, sin a lot, then a deacon like me would be okay, a churchgoer like me would be okay. It is actually easy to think this way. But this should not be like that. Even though a pastor becomes corrupted, I will keep my faith. Even though an elder becomes corrupted, I will keep my faith. It is easy to think this way. But you should not think this way. But instead, you need to think that even though these people get corrupted, I myself will keep my faith, will live by faith. This is the life of an Zurit. Even if Israel commits sins, Judah, do not sin. It is what God tells us. Do you know when the faith gets fallen down? When people become criteria, faith gets fallen down. But, no one can become criteria of faith. Even the whole world gets corrupted, I will keep my faith, and will live according to the Bible. I myself will keep my faith. I will live by faith. When we confess like this, God protects us and restores us. Elijah was like this. In that period, when everyone knelt down in front of King Ahab, Elijah was left alone. He did not worship King Ahab. God restored the people through this Elijah. Joshua was like that as well. After he got into the land of Canaan, he gathered the people and shouted like this. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day that you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord, whether it is an idol that you have worshipped in Egypt, or it was an idol that you have worshipped in a desert, choose who you would worship. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord only." Joshua shouted, "I will share a testimony. When Yong-hee Park was a president in Korea, there was a division commander who had been a Christian all his life. He became a Christian because his mother was a Christian. But his life did not reflect the way of a Christian. His mother's wish was that her son would become a church deacon. This division commander asked for the title, church deacon, too. But he was told like this, 'You drink that much and get drunken so easily, but how could we appoint you as a church deacon?' He decided to quit smoking and drinking. He was then appointed as a church deacon. But he faced a test soon after. The president came to inspect the divisions. A lot of generals were gathered together at a luncheon. The generals drank all the drinks that the president poured for them without hesitation. But when president came to him and poured the drinks for him, he said no. The president poured the drinks again for him and this division general suddenly got up and said to the president, 'President, I am a church deacon. On the day I became a church deacon, I made an oath in front of God that I would not drink and not smoke.' The president put the wine glass down and it broke into pieces. The generals that were there together pointed at him and criticized him. 'I am an elder at church, I am a senior deacon at church. You are just a junior deacon at church, but how could you dare to be that rude in front of the president?' The other generals were elders, senior deacons at church, but to be liked by the president, they did not hesitate and drank all the drinks that the president offered them. But this division commander did not drink at all, even till the end. He was determined to stay holy and different from others. 'Even though my dream would end here, I will make God to be glad, and will live in the way that pleases God.' At that night, he prayed all night. The next morning, he got a phone call from the Blue House, where the president was. He was asked to come to the Blue House as soon as possible. The division commander thought that his dream career is going to end here. He came to the president. But suddenly the president put his hand forward and shook his hands. 'You are real. Even though you and I have different religious beliefs, I trust that you would not change in any condition.' He was then awarded the best position at the time and out of all the colleagues, he got promoted most quickly. That is right. God is telling us to live like the people of Judah. This is the way to live like the Nazarites. When we live like the Nazarites, God heals us. Even though the things have been torn, God makes the torn parts to be fixed again, healed again. The people of Israel were all torn apart due to the circumstances. They lived without their own country and they lived their lives as captives. But in fact, living as captives were not a mere coincidence. The hidden hands of God were there. In the Bible, this has been described as tearing these apart. What does tearing apart mean? It has a meaning, snatch. Who snatches this? If God snatches our health, everything gets torn apart within a day, within morning even. There would be no one that could endure this. A saying, tearing apart has this scary meaning. But also this is a promise, that if you come back to God, God will heal you. This is restoration. Even things have been torn apart, God cures, heals again. What would be there, that God would not be able to heal? God does not only heal souls and bodies. But God heals families, society and nations as well. Also, when we live as Nazarites, even He has injured us but He will bind up our wounds again. When the people sinned, God struck Babylon and Assyria with the chains as punishment. But when they came back to God, God bound up their wounds. He cured them and healed them. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let us go back to God. He tore us apart but He cured, healed. He injured us but He will bind up our wounds again. Let us go back to God that is so loving. One more thing, God makes Nazarites to get up again. In verse 2, It says, after 2 days he will revive us, on the third day he will restore us, that we may live in his presence. He makes everything to be okay and perfect in such a short period of time. 2 to 3 days, this means a short time. Even the things have been torn apart, do not be depressed. Even if you have lived in a wrong way and you have been punished, do not be depressed. When you come back to God again, He will make things to be okay. He will make things to revive again. When God makes things to revive again, businesses, health, families, and nations as well, these revive as well. If God makes things to arise, there is hope. This is a message of hope. These are all possible if we live our lives as the Nazarites. There are ways to live as Nazarites. In Hosea, chapter 4, verse 15, in the latter part, he talked about two kinds of things. It says, do not go to Gilgal, do not go up to Beth Aven. And do not swear, as surely as the Lord lives. He firstly said, do not go to Gilgal. In fact, Gilgal was a place like Israel. It was a holy land. But people of North Israel made this place a central place for worshipping idols. In Hosea, chapter 9, verse 15, it says, because of all their wickedness in Gilgal, I hated them there. Because of their sinful deeds, I will drive them out of my house. I will no longer love them, all their leaders are rebellious. In Amos, chapter 4, verse 4, it says, go to Bethel and sin, go to Gilgal and sin yet more. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tithes every 3 years. The people of North Israel made Gilgal a corrupted place. God told them, do not go to Gilgal where it is worldly. In other words, God told them not to go to the ways of the world. And if you leave from Gilgal and come back to Jehovah, He will make everything to revive again. This was the promise of God. Secondly, God told them, do not go up to Beth Aven. In Hosea, chapter 4, verse 15, at the end, God said this. Beth Aven means a house where it has nothing, where it is empty. Why didn't it have anything there, and why was it empty? An empty place was where God did not exist. Do not go to such place. Originally, Beth Aven came from the word Bethel, a house of God. But when we leave God, the house turned up to be a house with nothing. If we leave God, the life becomes meaningless. At the moment, the people that suffer from depression are more than 600,000 in number. A cost to treat these people exceeded more than 100 million ones a year. A depression is caused by an empty heart. You are Nazarites. So, do not go to corrupted Gilgal and you should not go to empty, meaningless Beth Aven. One more thing, Nazarites need to try to get to know God with all the hearts and strength. Let us have a look at verse 3 together. Verse 3 says, let us acknowledge the Lord, let us press on to acknowledge Him. As surely as the sun rises, He will appear, He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth. Let us know the heart of God. It is not just about knowing Him with our knowledge, but it is knowing the will of God. What does God want? What things is God truly pleased with? God wants us to live in a holy way. He wants us to live differently from others. He wants us to come back to the center. God wanted humanistic, genuine obedience from us, rather than giving Him a formal sacrifice. In verse 6, it says, for I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offerings. He rejected a sacrifice that just followed the order and the formality. It does not mean that there is no need for giving Him sacrifice. He rejected the formal worship services that did not have heartfelt confession and devotion. In Isaiah, chapter 1, verses 11 to 12, it says, in the multitude of your sacrifices, what are they to me? The Lord said, I have more than enough of burnt offerings, of rams and the fat of fattened animals, I have no pleasure in the blood of bulls and lambs and goats. When you come to appear before me, who has asked this of you, this trampling of my courts? This is a passage that shows that God rejects the formal sacrifice, formal worship service, that does not give our center on to Him. Right now, what are we like? Are we not giving a formal worship service unto God, that does not have our center of hearts focused solely on God? We need to know the heart of God. It has been said that God wants our humanistic, genuine love for Him, rather than a mere formality. What does a humanistic, genuine love for Him mean? It is a true self-sacrifice, devotion, loyalty for God and towards God. It is also the love of God for our neighbors as well. The true faith is knowing this kind of God's heart. The thing that God hates the most is a mere formality and falsehood. The roots of falsehood actually have begun from the Satans. The falsehood, hypocrisy, disguised in a look of truth, and the worldly desires that are disguised in a look of holiness, God rejected these. So God rejected the worship services that did not have humanistic, genuine love for God, and rejected the worship services that did not focus on God. If the center of the worship service was not about God, then He rejected these kinds of worship services. It is the same as our prayer, too. God did not listen to the prayers of the Pharisees. Their prayers were not focused on God, but instead their prayers were focused on looking holy. They wanted to appear holy, and to show this to others, they acted as if they were praying to God in truth. But God listened to the prayers of tax collectors that confessed themselves as sinners. It is the same as the devotion, too. The rich people offered their offerings in a money box, but when they did that, they made noise, so that people can know that they are offering a lot of money. People did not give them applause. And when a widow in Zarephath put two coins in a money box, God said, she gave the biggest amount of offerings out of all these people. God did not see the quantity but quality. Let us know the heart of God. Then He will appear like the spring rains that water the earth. In Hosea, chapter 6, verse 3, in the latter part, it says, as surely the sun rises, He will appear, He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth. The rain meant blessings to the people of Israel. God blessed them with the spring rains and the winter rains. The winter rain is the rain that comes down between December and February. This rain is necessary to have, to sow the seeds. The spring rain comes down between March to April. This rain is needed to make the grains to corn. These all mean blessings. Here, the saying that God gave the spring rain is when we come back to God, and when we try to know God with all our hearts, He will bless us like the spring rains. This is a promise of God. My dear family in Christ, Christians are the Nazarites. When we live our lives as the Nazarites, watch God. Watch how God blesses you. You get to experience the grace that restores everything again. Even things were torn apart, but God will heal. Even God has injured us, but He will bind up our wounds. When we live our lives as the Nazarites, He will make us to get up again when we have fallen down, and He will make us to live again. He told us that already. And also He will pour out the winter rains and the spring rains so that we can have fruit. Even though the whole world will go to Gilgal, confess that you will go back to Jehovah. Does not matter what others do, I need to go back to Jehovah. This is the way to revive.